Blog Talk Radio.
Athanasius.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And today, we are doing our novena for the Holy Souls in Purgatory, day 6. And it's also a holy day of obligation. It is now November the 1st, All Saints Day. And that was a beautiful litany to the saints there. And so, but before we follow in on with the All Saints Day today, well, before we do that, we will continue with our novena for the poor souls in purgatory, day 6. And this begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, bring to me the souls who are detained in purgatory, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. Jesus, to Saint Faustina. Recorded in her diary, Diary of St. Faustina, 1226. My God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishment, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. And our spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And in just a little while, I'll be going to Mass. All Saints Day, it's a holy day of obligation. So I will receive you, Lord, sacramentally then. Dear Lord, we trust in your infinite goodness. We praise your justice and implore your mercy upon all the holy souls who are suffering in purgatory as they await their eternal heavenly rest with you. You long for all people to turn to you, and you give each of us the opportunity to grow to a deep relationship with you, even when we reject you many times throughout our lives. You continue to exercise your mercy toward us, and you allow us to come back into your friendship. We ask you to bring all the holy souls in purgatory into eternal heavenly rest with you, especially the souls of all who return to you in the last moments of their earthly lives. Help us to grow in our desire for union with you. Help us to live our lives each day with an awareness of our final ends. I especially ask in this novena that you remember for my healing and for my wife, Gigi, her healing, and for all of our family members, those who have strayed from their holy Catholic faith. We just intercede, Lord, on their behalf. And we pray for all our family members, all our grandchildren, for their safety, continued safety, as this world is going crazy. So we pray for the United States of America, and we pray for the Holy Catholic Church, for all our, for the Holy Father, the Pope, and all the bishops in union with him throughout the world. So join us in praying this novena for the holy souls in purgatory. Our Catholic faith teaches us that the souls of the faithful departed must be entirely purified before they enter into eternal rest in heaven. We know that the souls of most people who have died in friendship with God must be purified in purgatory. The holy souls in purgatory are in great need of our prayers. Scripture and tradition tell us that the holy souls in purgatory need our prayers, and that it is a holy work to pray for the souls of the dead who are suffering in purgatory. The Church views the act of praying for the souls in purgatory with such importance that she has included this work in the seventh spiritual work of mercy, praying for the living and the dead. And so let's offer our prayer for the souls of those who are awaiting their eternal heavenly rest through this novena for the holy souls in purgatory. And you can pray this novena for the holy souls in purgatory for a deceased relative or friend of yours, or you can use this novena to pray for the soul of a deceased person whom one of your loved ones is grieving. You can also use this novena to pray for a deceased group of people, such as victims of a natural disaster or some other calamity. Or you can use it to pray for all people who have died from a specific ailment. Additionally, you can use this novena to prepare for All Souls Day, which we pray for the holy souls in purgatory in a particular way, and that happens to be tomorrow. And so the novena for the holy souls in purgatory: Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam throughout the world seeking the ruinous souls. Amen. And so now the prayer to our suffering Savior for the souls in purgatory. The saints in heaven, pray for us. O most sweet Jesus, through the bloody sweat which you did suffer in the Garden of Gethsemane, have mercy on these blessed souls. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer during your most cruel scourging, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer in your most painful crowning with thorns, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O sweet Jesus, O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer in carrying your cross to Calvary, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer during your most cruel crucifixion, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the pains which you did suffer in your most bitter agony on the cross, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. O most sweet Jesus, through the immense pain which you did suffer in breathing forth thy blessed soul, have mercy on them. Have mercy on them, O Lord. And blessed souls, I have prayed for thee. I entreat you who are so dear to God and who are secure of never losing him, to pray for me, a miserable sinner who is in danger of being damned and of losing God forever. Amen. The Holy Father, Pope Francis, recently urged the faithful that today, in this time of pandemic, it is necessary to hold the rosary in our hands, praying for us, for our loved ones, and for all people. The rosary, as Saint Dominic witnessed during his mission to the Albigensians, is also a powerful prayer for increasing the receptivity of souls to Orthodox preaching. And the benefits of what Pope St. John Paul II called an exquisitely contemplative state of prayer were enumerated in a special way by a 15th century Dominican friar. According to the tradition, Alan de Rope received the following 15 promises to those who pray the rosary devoutly from the Blessed Virgin Mary herself through a private revelation. We hope that they encourage you in meditating on the mysteries of Christ by praying the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Those who faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. The recitation of the rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Those who recite my rosary devoutly, applying themselves to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. In his justice, God will not chastise them, nor shall they perish by an unprovided death, i.e., be unprepared for heaven. Sinners will convert. The just shall persevere in grace and become worthy of eternal life. Those who have a true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Those who faithfully recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in heaven, in paradise. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. The faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. By the recitation of the rosary, you shall obtain all that you ask of me. Those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of their death. All who recite the rosary are my beloved children and the brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Devotion for my rosary is a great sign of predestination. So this is day 6, novena for the holy souls in purgatory. And now we are preparing today is the holy souls of the holy souls, the saints in heaven, the communion of saints. So it's All Saints Day. So dear holy saints of God, we join our prayers of praise to yours this day. With you we sing of God's goodness, rejoice in God's mercy, and celebrate God's incredible love. Teach us to live as you lived, always thinking of others, always recognizing our weaknesses, always rejoicing in God's gifts, always closely following Jesus. Blessed are you, happy are you, all you holy saints of God. Pray for us, that we too may someday be among God's holy ones.
Saint Michael, Saint Timothy, Saint Elizabeth, Holy Mary, ora pro nobis, Juan Diego,
listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
The Litany of the Saints. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy on us. Christ hear us. Christ graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. All you holy angels and archangels, pray for us. All you holy orders of blessed spirits, pray for us. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. All you holy patriarchs and prophets, pray for us. St. Peter, pray for us. St. Paul, pray for us. St. Andrew, pray for us. St. James, pray for us. St. John, pray for us. St. Thomas, pray for us. St. James, pray for us. Saint Philip, pray for us. Saint Bartholomew, pray for us. Saint Matthew, pray for us. Saint Simon, pray for us. Saint Thaddeus, pray for us. Saint Barnabas, pray for us. Saint Luke, pray for us. Saint Mark, pray for us. All you holy apostles and evangelists, pray for us. All you holy disciples of our Lord, pray for us. All you holy innocents, pray for us. Pray for us. St. Lawrence, pray for us. St. Vincent, pray for us. Saints Fabian and Sebastian, pray for us. Saints John and Paul, pray for us. Saints Cosmos and Damien, pray for us. All you holy martyrs, pray for us. Saint Sylvester, pray for us. Saint Gregory, pray for us. Saint Ambrose, pray for us. Saint Augustine, pray for us. Saint Jerome, pray for us. Saint Martin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas, pray for us. All you holy bishops and confessors, pray for us. All you holy doctors, pray for us. Saint Anthony, pray for us. Saint Benedict, pray for us. Saint Bernard, pray for us. Saint Dominic, pray for us. Saint Francis, pray for us. All you holy priests and Levites, pray for us. All you holy monks and hermits, pray for us. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us. Saint Agatha, pray for us. Saint Lucy, pray for us. Saint Agnes, pray for us. Saint Cecilia, pray for us. Saint Catherine, pray for us. Saint Anastasia, pray for us. All you holy virgins and widows, pray for us. All you men and women, saints of God, make intercession for us. Be merciful. Spare us, O Lord. Be merciful. Graciously hear us, O Lord. From all evil, O Lord, deliver us. From all sin, O Lord, deliver us. From your wrath, O Lord, deliver us. From a sudden and unprovided death, O Lord, deliver us. From the deceits of the devil, O Lord, deliver us. From anger, hatred, and all ill will, O Lord, deliver us. From the spirit of fornication, O Lord, deliver us. From lightning and tempest, O Lord, deliver us. From the scourge of earthquake, O Lord, deliver us. From pestilence, famine, and war, O Lord, deliver us. From everlasting death, O Lord, deliver us. Through the mystery of your holy incarnation, O Lord, deliver us. Through your coming, O Lord, deliver us. Through your nativity, O Lord, deliver us. Through the baptism and your baptism and holy fasting, O Lord, deliver us. Through your cross and passion, O Lord, deliver us. Through your death and burial, O Lord, deliver us. Through your holy resurrection, O Lord, deliver us. Through your admirable ascension, O Lord, deliver us. Through the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, O Lord, deliver us. In the day of judgment, we sinners beseech you, hear us. That you would spare us, we beseech you, hear us. That you would pardon us, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to bring us to your true penance, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to govern and preserve the Holy Church, we beseech thee, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to preserve our apostolic prelate and all ecclesial orders in our holy religion, your faith, or your church, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to humble the enemies of your holy church, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to give peace and true concord to Christian kings and princes, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to grant peace and unity to all Christian people, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to bring back to the unity of the church all those who have strayed away and lead to the light of the gospel all unbelievers, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to confirm and preserve us your holy service, we beseech you, hear us. That you would lift up our minds to heavenly desires, we beseech you, hear us. That you would render eternal blessings to all our benefactors, we beseech you, hear us. That you would deliver our souls and those of our brethren, relative, and benefactors from eternal damnation, we beseech you, hear us. That you would vouchsafe to give and preserve the fruits of the earth, we beseech you, hear us. that you would vouchsafe to give eternal rest to all the faithful departed. We beseech you hear us. That you would vouchsafe graciously to hear us. We beseech you hear us. Son of God, we beseech you hear us. Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Incline unto my aid, O God. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and ashamed that seek my soul. Let them be turned backward and blush for shame that desire evil to me. Let them be presently turned away, blushing for shame that say to me, "Tis well, tis well." Let all that seek you rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love your salvation say always, "The Lord be magnified." But I am needy and poor. O God, help me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, make no delay. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. O God, whose property is always to have mercy and to spare, receive our petition, that we and all your saints who are bound by the chain of sin may by the compassion of your goodness, merciful, be absolved, mercifully be absolved. Here we beseech you, O Lord, the prayers of your supplicants, and pardon the sins of those who confess to you that in your bounty you may grant us both pardon and peace. In your clemency, O Lord, show your unspeakable mercy to us that though you may both loose us from all our sins and deliver us from the punishments which we deserve from them. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto you. May the Almighty and merciful Lord graciously hear us. Amen. And may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. And today is All Saints' Day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Pope Benedict XVI wrote, "The saying about the communion of saints, communion sanctorum, refers, first of all, to the Eucharistic community, which through the body of the Lord binds the churches scattered all over the earth into one church. Thus, originally the word sanctorum of the holy ones does not refer to persons but means the holy gifts, the holy thing granted to the church in her Eucharistic feast by God as the real bond of unity. Thus, the church is not defined as a matter of offices and organization but on the basis of her worship of God as a community at one table around the risen Christ, who gathers and unites them everywhere. Of course, very soon people began to include in this idea the persons who themselves are united with one another and sanctified by God's one holy gift. The church began to see, not just as the unity of the Eucharistic table, but also as the community of those who through this table are united among themselves. Then from this point, a cosmic breath very soon entered into the concept of church. The communion of saints spoken of here extends beyond the frontier of death. It binds together all those who have received the one Spirit and his one life-giving power. The Catechism of the Catholic Church reads, being more closely united to Christ, those who dwell in heaven fix the whole church more firmly in holiness. They do not cease to intercede with the Father for us, and they offer the merits which they acquired on earth through the one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. Number 956. The catechism in the same paragraph quotes Saint Dominic, do not weep, for I shall be more useful to you after my death, and I shall help you even more effectively than during my life. Someone described the saints in heaven as akin to a relative or friend who lives far away. You may not see them often, but they stay in touch and are always willing to help you. And I see the saints in heaven as, you know, just in sports, you know, the Hall of Fame, our Catholic Hall of Fame. The communion of saints is the spiritual solidarity which binds together the faithful on earth, the souls in purgatory, and the saints in heaven in the organic unity of the same mystical body under Christ its head and in a constant interchange of supernatural offices. The communion of saints exists in the three states of the church. The church is militant, penitent, and triumphant. The first is his doing. He saved us as we responded to his call. Although we stand in his finished work of salvation at the cross, the second is our partnership with the Holy Spirit in changing us into his likeness. The third step is when we enter into his presence for all eternity. 1 Corinthians chapter 12:12-13 states, as a body is one through its many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. And so this concept of the communion of saints is linked with St. Paul's teaching in Romans, as well as 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that in Christ Christians form a single body. And so the phrase is first found in the 5th century version of the Apostles' Creed by Nestus of Ramesiana. The original Greek phrase has been translated both as a sharing of the benefits of membership in the church and as a communion with the saints, in the biblical sense of all who have been baptized. And so, every time Christians say the Apostles' Creed, we profess belief in the communion of saints. One common explanation of the term communion of saints is that it refers to the whole community of faithful followers of Christ, living and dead, past, present, and future. Sin has been called the great tragedy of our life. When we sin, we impact not only ourselves, but all those who constitute the communion of saints. In the confessional, when we pray our act of contrition, we are promising God and pledging to others of the church that we will make amends and try to sin no more. In the early church, for a time, confessions of mortal sin were made public, so all fellow Christians could pray and support the sinner. Penances were severe, often including exclusion from the Eucharist, and the penitent was well known to others in his church. St. Paul tells us, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts share the joy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12, 1. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, the communion of saints is the church. The term communion of saints has two closely linked meanings, communion in holy things and among holy persons, the Catechism of the Catholic Church 948. So the church is made up of the Lord's disciples. Some are on pilgrimage on earth, others already deceased, purified themselves in purgatory, while others already contemplate God in the joy of heaven. In the Holy Mass, we are united with our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the world. The Roman Missal, Eucharistic Prayer number 3, and also with those who are being purified and those who are glorified in heaven, so as to see in them the face of God. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 954 through 959, 1354, and then 1370 and 1371. So this is the communion of saints. And thank you, O Lord. Thank you for the Holy Mass, to make the Mass the center of your life, and to pray the Rosary, which we shared the 15 promises earlier. So now is the time.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
So we are to celebrate our holy Catholic faith. And so we will close this novena for the Holy Souls of Purgatory, Day 6, and then All Saints Day. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. And Elvis, I love his Hail Mary. Beautiful rendition that he gives the Hail Mary. Good day.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Now and at the hour of our death.